Well, it's our 70th anniversary. The business was started back in 1946 by my grandparents, and it's evolved through. We're on the third generation now, so it's still going strong. It's always been born and bred into me. I think we offer something to the customers that these big conglomerates can't, which is personal sort of touches and service and what have you, and customers like that. Our business started out in a very small way with domestic sewing machines. We grew in through the 60s supplying industrial machines to the trade. We now have a big craft shop with cake decorating, fabrics, haberdashery, you name it, we stock it. And we still deal with the industrial side of sewing machines, which we bring in from the Far East. When my grandfather started the business, he used to go to the market and buy second-hand sewing machines, repair them, advertise them in the local newspaper. I think these days there's a lot more done online. You've just got to move with the times and keep up with it. Well, we do have a museum on site, which is open on the first Saturday of every month, and we get a good crowd every month, and we've recreated our original shop in the museum so you can see what it was like in the day. And we've got the very first ever sewing machine from the 1830s. So there are sort of there's a bit of history right through to we did a TV show that was Boy George was involved with, where he went back to his youth, and his mother used to make all his costumes on this old domestic sewing machine, and we happen to have one in the museum, and after they finished filming he's actually autographed it, so that's in the museum now. So there's lots of interesting things. We had two machines in Downton Abbey in two of the series, and they're both in the museum, so there's lots of interesting things, and it just keeps the past going, really. You've got to remember these things because that's where you started.